appreciate each one that's here this morning. We pray that the Lord will help us today, meet with us. Appreciate the special songs, how they minister comfort and strength to our hearts. This morning I'd like to look in Luke, the 15th chapter, in the first verse. It says, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance." The next few verses, he brings out the same thought in the similitude of a coin that was lost. And the woman seeks and looks for the coin until she finds it and rejoices. And then he goes to verse 11, and we have one of the greatest accounts in Scripture about the prodigal son. He said, "A certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring in hither the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. I believe in these verses, these scripture, that Jesus is trying to reveal the Father's heart to his lost children. And he said he searches. He left the 99. He went and searched for the one and went astray. And we see here the Father was looking, and he saw his son a great way off, and he ran to him. I'm thankful today that the Lord is that kind of Father to us. He's looking after our good, and I think about home, how good this son must have felt when he came home and there was old Ed there, probably a few years old, they're ready to give him a big hug. Forgave him, there was complete forgiveness. And you know, home is I believe the Lord intended homes to be a place of rest, a place of contentment, a place of comfort from the storms of life. You know, there's no place like home. A place where you can relax and be free. And I believe the Lord wants homes to be that way. And there's a song that we sing in our book. It's called Precious Memories. But it talks about unseen angels sent from somewhere, not sure how it all goes, beyond. But it's like those memories were coming back to him. The good memories that he had, the blessed memories. I think most people, I'm not saying all, but most people have some good memories of their childhood, of things that they remember, that they did, and not that maybe their parents were absolutely altogether perfect, but they had some good memories that they remembered, that called to them. We've got a set of plates. I don't know what they're called. They're little dishes. And if you saw them, you'd probably think they need to be thrown out. My grandma had those when I was a little boy. I ate out of those ever since I could remember. They don't have any meaning to you. They don't mean anything to you. But to me, they trigger something in me. And I still have them. And they still mean something. And I think all of us have something like that, that reminds us of mom and dad, reminds us of home. But this son, somehow there was something that triggered in his mind that he needed to go home. There had to have been something good that had happened to him at his home. Growing up, there had to have been something there that was positive, encouraging for him to want to make that trek back home. But he felt a need. He felt something in his... We know there was a great famine, and he began to be in want. He was in great need of food. But I think there's something even deeper than that in this account. He remembered home. You know, home, we don't choose the homes that we're born into. We don't get that luxury of choosing our parents or choosing the homes that we were born into. But we were born, and the parents that we had is the parents that we had, the grandparents that we had. That was part of our... It's really part of who we are. It's part of our identity as a person, part of our, heritage, you might say, or those that had influenced our lives growing up. And I believe the Lord intended for homes to be that way, to be a positive influence of protection, of security, of feeling safe. And my grandmother's home made me feel more than that than my own home. They didn't argue and fight in my grandmother's home. They didn't get drunk. And I remember different times my grandma would call me, and I was very blessed to live close to my grandmother. Part of the time we lived next door, and then another part of the time we lived on the next street over through my grade school years. And I spent a lot of time with my grandmother and grandfather. But I remember she would call out on her porch, and she had a carport, metal roof. Anyway, her voice would echo. I could hear it way down the road. She would call Bobby. Bobby? All my friends, you would hear them. They'd say, Bobby? Bobby? They would mimic Grandma. But it didn't matter. I was headed home. I was already on my way. I could smell the fried chicken. Grandma had a lot of chicken, a lot of green beans with bacon, a lot of mashed potatoes and gravy. I could smell it before I even got there. I was ready to go. That's a very special memory to me, to be able to hear. And it was embarrassing. I mean, she had a high-pitched voice when she hollered out. She'd holler real loud so I could hear, "Time to come and eat." But it meant something to me. And it still does today. To hear that call and to be able to feel, and looking back in my life, I remember too when I was real young, Grandma would make a pallet and put me on the couch. And I don't know how many times I'd get up, carry my blanket into the foot of their bed. They had a real small bedroom. It was dresser there, but I wouldn't say anything. I'd just quietly mosey in there and wrap my blanket around me and lay down at the foot of their bed. I did that over and over. What was I seeking out after? Security. I was wanting to feel secure. I was wanting to feel comforted. When we took our foster care training, which was very good, our teacher told us when they go into a place where there's domestic violence and drugs and alcohol and things like that, the DHS, they go in and they take up the children and they've got a trash bag, a black trash bag. And they throw in some of the children's clothes and some of their toys and they get out. And she said, when a foster child comes into your home, if you just strip them of all that they have, it's very difficult for them. She said those baby blankets that smell like their home, that they can feel they relate to it. You just take that away from them and throw it in the washer. You don't really realize how much you're affecting because they're reaching out for security. And reaching out for home. We didn't realize, you know, how much a little dirty toy meant to a child that looks like it's broken and dirty and probably needs to be thrown in the trash can. Doesn't mean much to us. But to them, it's part of home. Part of who they are, where they're from. And anyway, we became more sensitive to that for the children that came into our care and our home. I remember different times the Lord calling me in my life as a child. At the time, I didn't really always know altogether what it was, but I had feelings. Sometimes it was in services that I was occasioned to be in, but I just felt, deep down I felt the Bible was true, that it was right. And I would just feel this call upon my heart and my life. And different times I'd make it to the altar to pray, to seek after God. And there's times that I felt it when I wasn't in service. There's times that I felt it just in my life that I needed to turn my heart towards God. God today, our Father, I like Father better than God. I know the Bible has both of them, but I like the thought of Him not just being a God, but a Heavenly Father. And the Lord wants us, I believe he calls us, to face maybe the fears that we might have in life. But he calls us into those places. He wants us to be secure in him. He wants us to feel and to have his blessing, his protection. And I'm thankful for the story of the prodigal son, that he made it back home. And he received a warm welcome. The Lord calls us. He calls us many times in life. He speaks to us. He wants to draw us. And we want to be able to focus our attention on being able to hear his voice and to hear his call and follow the paths that he wants us to do in our life. You know, we each one have a purpose in living here today. Our life has a purpose. We're here for a reason. I look back in my life, I could have been gone a long time ago on different occasions. But the Lord has a purpose, and he calls us, and that's home. That's where home is. I think about the verse Jesus there said on the last great day of the feast. He stood up and he cried. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. There's something deep within inside of us that's not satisfied with the temporal things of life. People spend sometimes their entire lives seeking this relationship, that relationship, seeking after money, the ideal circumstances, the greatest, best job, all those things. And yet, without our Father in heaven, they can't meet the need, the deepest need that we have as a person. I believe that this morning. I believe that our Father can meet the deepest needs, the deepest hurts, the deepest pains of our life. He can meet us in those places where we're at. And he doesn't leave us there. Good thing. He puts us on his shoulders and he carries us home. I'm thankful for home this morning. The Lord is our home today. I don't know, different times people get excited about different things that transpire and happen, and to me it's kind of getting to be an old story. I know where home is at, and I like being at home. There's a story I remember hearing years ago, and it was about a pastor's wife. And in this story, the pastor preached about death being a step out into the dark. Well, in process of time, this pastor's wife came down with a terminal illness. And she finally spoke to her husband and said, called his name. And she says, I don't want to know that I'm stepping out into the dark. She said, I need to know that I'm going home. That's pretty profound to me. She wanted to know that she was going home. And I believe in the story, the Lord gave her that assurance and that comfort as she began to call upon the Lord and seek Him. Do you believe the Lord can give us the comfort of home? I believe He can. I believe if we'll let Him, I believe He'll give us the comfort of home. And I'm very grateful this morning. One place it talks about, this world is not my home. I'm just traveling through. We have a home. We have a home to go to. A place called home. Heaven. A place called home. We'll be secure. We'll be taken care of. We'll have probably more than heart could hope or wish. Home. Thank you for attention this morning.